Measuring yourself is easy in some respects, like your age, your height, your weight, but not so easy in others, like your character, your integrity, even your maturity. But those are the real measurements we should be focusing on. Your quantitative info doesn't define who you are, it's your qualitative info that does. But growth doesn't just happen. It takes intentional accountability on your part. So welcome to The Measuring Post, a place where we can learn and grow together. Hello, welcome to another episode of The Measuring Post. I'm your host, Joe Massa, and today's episode is all about embracing change. We're going to be using an insightful quote from the former emperor of Rome and a very important figure in the Stoic community, Marcus Aurelius. He once said, "You have power over your mind, not outside events. Realize this and you will find strength." Now that's basically a fancy way of saying that you can't control anything that happens in your life. You can only control the way you react to those events, which is really the whole premise behind Stoicism in the first place. It's that you don't control the events that happen in your life. You only control your response to those events. Nothing ever stays the way it is, whether it's good fortune, bad fortune, good days, bad days, health, wealth, life and death. Things change on a regular basis, and we have to learn how to roll with the punches on that. Our ego tends to get us caught up in this notion that what's happening to us in the present moment is the worst thing that's ever happened in the history of the universe, but that's simply not the case. It's important to learn to see things simply as they are and not as something that's unfair happening specifically to you. I promise you, the universe is not out to get you. Life is simply just happening around you and you're in the middle of it. Life is very cyclical in nature. And what's happening today probably happened 1,000 years ago, and if we're lucky enough to be around in 1,000 more years, I'm sure it'll happen then as well. There's always been pandemics and politics, natural disasters, injustice, death and taxes. That's not new. It's not new for us. It won't be new for our great-grandchildren. That's just part of life. Those things are out of your control. The only actual control that you have is how you deal with those situations. You see, events aren't inherently good or bad. They simply are. It's your perception of the event that determines if it's good or bad. So put your energy where you can to react in a positive way to each situation you're in and ignore the rest of it. Change is always temporary because it's constant. There's always another change on the horizon that's going to pretty much put you in a whole new spot than where you're at today. So instead of focusing on the actual change itself, focus on how you're going to deal with it. Focus on your thoughts, your emotions, your actions. And if you do this shift in perspective, it's going to help you find the strength to face change with a little more courage and a little more grace. Just think about any time you've had changes in your life. Maybe you moved to a new city or started a new job, or maybe experienced a significant shift in a relationship that you value. Each instance probably brought you a mix of emotions. Change can definitely feel like that. It can be overwhelming, exciting, terrifying all at the same time, and it's easy to feel powerless when something's changing around you that you simply can't control. So just focus on what you can control. Maybe you can't control the actual change, but you control how you respond to it. You can choose to embrace it. You can use it as an opportunity for growth. And when it happens, make a plan, set some goals, and then take steps towards adapting to the new change that's presented to you. But remember, change isn't good or bad. Change is simply that. It's change. It's something different than what you're used to. It's a change in your routine. It's a change in your daily lifestyle. So when change does occur, I think it's important to take an inventory of your feelings. Now, how are you feeling about the change? Are you afraid? Are you excited? Are you overwhelmed? It's okay to feel all those things. That's human nature, but you don't want to let those emotions control you. Observe your emotions, let them sink in for a few minutes, and then let them pass. Remember, you have power over your mind, not outside events. The beauty in those words is the simplicity and the profoundness of them. You simply can't control the world. All you can control is your reaction to it. That's a real source of strength if you think about it, and really it unburdens you from having to try to deal with this enormous task of trying to control the world. Instead, you're just a piece of the puzzle. You came from dust, you return to dust. Nothing you really do is going to change anything in the world. Remember, it's all cyclical. Up and down, left and right, ebb and flow, yin and yang. There's a million different ways to say it. I know change can be difficult. I know it can be scary and stressful, but it can also help you grow and learn and become a better person. So what are some simple, healthy ways to deal with change? First, and probably the most important, is to accept it. Honestly, the first step in doing anything is accepting it. Now, you don't have to like it, but that does mean you have to acknowledge it and accept that it's happening. When you resist change, you're only going to make it harder on yourself. So try to accept it for what it is and then simply move on. Another healthy way of dealing with change is to be patient with yourself. Changes typically take time, so don't expect to adjust to it overnight. Be patient with yourself and patient with the process of the change. As tacky as it sounds, change is a never-ending journey. It's not really a destination because when you get there, something will change again and you'll have to go through the whole process again. Now, some changes happen really quickly. For example, the loss of a loved one, but you won't adjust to that change for quite a while. So that's where the being patient part comes in. And sometimes you never truly adjust to the change. You just learn to move on and find a new purpose. Other things might take a lot longer to actually experience the change. For example, if you want to lose 100 pounds, that's probably not going to happen overnight. So you got to be patient with the process. Probably the most practical advice I could give somebody who's struggling with change is to find the silver lining. You might not see it at first, but I promise you it's there. So take some time and really reflect on what's happening. What's changing? How can you grow from it? What can you learn from it? Can this make me a better person? The answer is probably yes. And if you focus on the positive of it, it'll make dealing with that change a lot easier in the first place. Change can also make you feel very lonely, so it's important to seek support, especially if you're feeling like you're down in the dumps or that you're really struggling or overwhelmed. Reach out to a friend or family member, a therapist, anybody. Just make sure you get it off your chest. You don't need to harbor all this weight by yourself. You don't have to put the weight of the world on your shoulders, so simply don't. Lastly, I would say celebrate your progress with the changes in your life. Because dealing with change ultimately is going to make you change something in your life, which can be terrifying. Honestly, it can be. So any little progress you make, no matter how small, remember that's still progress in the right direction. So celebrate the moment. It's okay to enjoy the little wins. You can't fight it anyway, so you might as well enjoy it. Yes, change is inevitable, but it doesn't have to be a bad thing. You just have to accept it, be patient with it, find the silver lining. Make sure to seek support if you need it and celebrate your little wins. And if you do that, you're going to be well on your way to dealing with change in a healthy way. Make sure to look at change as an opportunity to grow rather than a threat to your way of life. Reframe your thoughts around change because you can't control what's going to come down the pipeline, but you don't have to fight it every twist and turn either. You can't fight the wind, so don't waste your time trying. A slight shift in your perspective can help you approach change with a more positive outlook. When you take control of your actions, your emotions, and your thoughts, change really isn't that scary. It's simply something that's happening around you, and you'll figure it out. You're going to navigate the choppy waters because you have the skill set to do so. Panicking about things outside of your control is going to give you anxiety, and thinking about how you could have done things differently in the past is going to give you depression, neither of which is going to help you in the current moment. Apply these insights, you'll be a more resilient and adaptable person, and better prepared to face the challenges that life will inevitably throw your way. Change is unavoidable, and it's up to us to decide how we're going to respond to it. You have power over your mind, not outside events. Realize this and you will find strength. Keep those words in your heart, let them guide you as you embrace change and strive to become the best version of yourself. So this week's challenge is a little bit more reactive. Next time something happens to you that you don't like or you foresee a big change coming, before you take any action at all, step away and reflect internally. How can this event be used in your favor? Is this an insurmountable task or simply another stepping stone in your path? Sometimes pumping on the brakes a little bit and not acting on impulse or right out of the gates with emotion is going to help you make a better rational decision. You're going to have a better reaction to an event that maybe you perceive as a bad situation, and it might turn out to be a really good situation. So things are not good or bad. Remember, they just are. It's your reaction and the way that you feel about it that's going to make it good or bad. Try to find the positive silver lining in everything, and I promise you if you do that, changes are not only not scary, they can be downright exciting. Thank you so much for tuning in to another episode of The Measuring Post. If you enjoyed today's episode, link up with us on Facebook and Twitter, head over to themeasuringpost.com and sign up for the newsletter, and as always, keep on growing and keep on measuring. This is Joe Massa, signing off.